The latest romance in Hollywood is between the movie business and Los Angeles public schools. Location scouts say school campuses are among their favorite settings for movies, TV shows, music videos, and commercials. And schools strapped for cash are grateful for their lucrative cameos. NPR's Mandalito Barco reports.
Roll set!
Rolling!
For the pilot of a new TV series called Hollywood Division, the Selma Avenue Elementary School auditorium has been dressed up to look like a police station. This is the closest most of the grade school students have been to Hollywood lights, cameras, and actors. Between takes, 10-year-old Sylvia Martin and 11-year-old Jonathan Monterosa sidle up to a film extra on the set.
You ask them. Are those real tattoos?
Yes.
Cool. Are you supposed to be a bad guy?
I always get that part because of my tattoos.
Do you want to be a bad guy?
No.
Do you enjoy?
I like acting. I like to act.
I want his autograph.
The Hollywood Division crew sets up equipment and props, shoots scenes all day and night, then puts everything back the way it was. For Selma Avenue Elementary, that translates to $1,700 a day for 3 days in location fees, says Principal Mark Paz.
This is a tough budget year we're having. There's no extra money, let's put it that way. It's hard enough just to get supplies. It's hard enough just to keep the lights on. So this will take care of all our field trips, our buses. This is great for us. It's either this or a candy sale, and this is nice.
Selma Avenue Elementary is one of the latest public schools in Los Angeles to welcome Hollywood productions. The number of so-called film-friendly L.A. schools has grown from 19 to 165 in the past 2 years, that according to the county agency that issues film permits and tries to keep film production from leaving L.A. It's become such a trend that the office now has a full-time liaison between production companies and the schools.
We average about 450 contracts a year. We have filming just about every day.
Susan Yackley says money from film production leases goes to the school district as well as to individual schools for whatever's on their wish list. With so many teen movies to shoot, filmmakers are taking advantage of the nearby real-life locations. Audiences might recognize L.A. schools in such films as Freaky Friday and Crazy Beautiful. Filmmaker Martin Scorsese recently wrapped up production for a movie called Aviator at a school construction site. Yackley says before her office began coordinating film productions for the schools, principals were more reluctant to invite on-location filming.
In terms of, oh no, those crazy show business people are going to come and mess up my school. And obviously they're also concerned about the safety and security of the students.
So far, there haven't been any major problems, says Yackley, just the occasional mob scene, like what happened at a middle school during the making of the latest Outkast music video. In terms of content, the school district doesn't censor scripts, but does have some ground rules. No pornography, no smoking or drinking on campus, no disturbing footage. Elementary school principal Mark Paz says he worries about the possible messages projected by the TV cop series shot on his campus, and he laid down the law to the producers.
No gunfire, no arrests, nothing violent. A lot of elementary school-aged children here, very impressionable, and we don't want to give them that sort of image. I don't want them to see that police are either roughing people up or that violence is okay or there's something cool about cars reaching to a stop and guns drawn and bang, bang, bang.
Of course, sometimes the schools are roughed up a bit on screen. This scene from the Jim Carrey movie Bruce Almighty was shot on the football field at University High School in West Los Angeles.
An asteroid or some kind of meteorite has just hit ground right outside.
Yeah, the meteor hit our school. And you only see that happen in special effects, so it was cool, though. It was good.
Uni High student body president Justin Standard says it's exciting to see movie stars like Jim Carrey on campus. But 16-year-old Lucy Rodriguez isn't as starstruck by the film crews that get in her way.
They're annoying. They could film over there where they don't bother anyone, but they come here. If you're trying to walk here, you have to go all the way around sometimes, or like you have to be really quiet or else they tell you to shh.
University High, a two-story brick building built in 1924, is L.A.'s most popular school for filmmakers. It's been the location of such TV shows as Joan of Arcadia, Oliver Bean, Seventh Heaven, and Lizzie McGuire. Over the past year, the school has raised $50,000 in film money, which is especially useful now that public schools no longer make money from selling soft drinks, which were banned in January. Besides paying location fees, film crews have also donated new classroom desks, computer software, and lunch tables. One such benefactor is Sean McNamara, who recently directed a new Hilary Duff movie at Uni High.
But what I like about it is it makes you feel like you're not in Los Angeles. And it's just gorgeous. I love brick schools. And this is just a stunning location. Everybody benefits. I think the students get into it because they watch filmmaking going on. The schools benefit because we pay them a location fee. We as the filmmakers benefit because we get fantastic locations to put in our movies.
When teen star Hilary Duff was at Uni High for a film shoot a few weeks ago, some students buzzed around the edges of the set, shouting her name.
Hey, Hilary. How you doing? You all right?
Justin Standard and others say they get a little rush every time they see their school on screen.
People kind of brag about it to the other high schools. I brag about it to my friends. And, oh, yeah, guess what we had last week or guess what we had yesterday. And they get excited, too, and they say to themselves, why don't we have it at our school? And we just tell them that because our school's better.
Coming soon from Uni High, a commercial for Scooby-Doo cereal and a movie based on the cartoon Fat Albert. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Cut. Genius. Beautiful.
That's cut.